This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're talking, we're going to get back into New Jersey Weed Man if we get the chance, and what's going on with his situation. He's been found not guilty, but if you're new to the story, then we're going to kind of share that with you and you know, what happened to him. Because it's outrageous. Had to sit in prison and jail for 447 days awaiting trial to ultimately be found not guilty. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. But we got Chuck on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC. And Chuck, you'd called in about this news that I don't know if we talked about. Maybe they talked about it on Thursday night's show because I wasn't on that show this week on Free Talk Live. But the right to try, which is legislation that came through recently in D.C. to allow people. As I understand it, and I did not read the story on this, so Mark, if you know more, fill me in. But to allow people to try experimental medications without having to jump through insane FDA kind of approval hoops. Is that the idea?
Largely. Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, you still have to let them know.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, that is exactly correct. And I don't see how we could not equate cannabis, especially in a time where, and once again, this is where I get really torn trying to, as somebody who considers himself a libertarian, but where the opioid epidemic that is rampant. And, you know, I don't believe in the use of heroin, but at the same time, you know, I don't know that a man should probably spend the rest of his life in prison because he's using it. But the law is that these opioids have been able to be pushed for so long onto people. And now I can't see how this right to try should not open the door to the legalization of hemp and marijuana.
I think you're probably right, but I want to address opioids since you brought them up. First off, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I mean, essentially, there weren't that many heroin addicts back then. I'm sure that you would go to the big cities and you'd find some, but it wasn't all over America where people were addicted to heroin. There was certainly a crack cocaine scare as to the damage that that drug does. You know, there's a whole long discussion on that. But really the problem of the opioid epidemic came when doctors began prescribing it more and more as a painkiller because, you know, these big pharmaceutical companies were saying, hey, it's safe, it's a great idea, and all those sorts of things. And all this leads back to the veil of legitimacy that the FDA gives the doctors and the pharmacists and pharmaceutical companies and all this stuff because people think to themselves, well, my license to make a decision on my own when it comes to my medical health has really been taken away from me and it's been given to these people. So I should listen to these people. They're the experts. Well, I got news for you. Those experts addicted America to heroin.
I would agree. I would kind of, you know, maybe take a little bit of a side path to say that it was when they began to take away the opioids and the medication from the people and that they turned to something else.
Sure, that came.
And that,
that's
I think,
all part
is,
of it.
Yeah, and which, you know, and it gets into a bigger discussion, too, because, I mean, here we are in the longest war that the United States has ever fought, fighting against a group of people who had done their best to destroy the poppy fields. And now it seems as though the poppy is flowing freely, and heroin is being manufactured ad nauseum.
And, who can forget the pictures of the U.S. troops standing guard over poppy fields in Afghanistan?
I'll never forget that, especially when we deal with what we're dealing with today. However, and I grew up at the same time. I mean, not necessarily. I was born in 1970. So I wasn't necessarily raised in the 70s, but I knew the 80s. And I didn't know heroin. However, I became a member of Normal when I was 18, and I know that what I read about it and the legitimacy of the plant itself in all facets, just, you know, the textile as, you know,
it's interesting that you call about that, because one of the biggest guys on the face of the United States, as far as Free Talk Live is concerned, Dave in Montana, who has not called in forever.
No, he just called,
Just called in.
Yeah.
So what was he on, Sunday with you
Sunday,
or something? Okay, because,
yeah.
I haven't heard him in a long time. So he's on. He's going to talk about hemp, I'm sure, because he always does. But Chuck, thanks for the call. Here's what I would have to say, though, about this. I have not read this legislation. Probably most of the people who voted for it haven't read it either. I'm just going to guess that right to try will probably only apply to companies who have a pharmaceutical that they are pushing. Not that you're going to just
be able to. No, I think it's doctors and treatments.
Really? Yeah. Okay, that's good to know. I figured it had been for big corporations or something like
Most
that.
Most states, at this point, a majority of states in the United States have marijuana legal for medicinal purposes.
That's true. And more than 30 of them, 36 or something like
right,
that.
Right, and all the federal government is saying is that, from a federal level, that's okay. I don't think that that means anything to do with a state. So if a state outlaws marijuana, then it's still a problem.
All right, let's go to Dave in Montana. Hey, Dave.
Hey, yo, long live Free Talk Live, man.
It's been too long. At least, I guess you called Sunday, but I haven't heard from you in a while. So what's on your mind tonight?
49 years, I didn't need no stinking card to deal with the cannabis. I had my knee replaced 4 months ago today.
Yikes.
And the opioids I was on for 4 weeks, and I got off of them because of cannabis oil and cannabis and a little wine.
Nice.
And I got off the opioids.
Good.
So the cannabis helps out with the opioids a whole bunch.
I've heard a lot of people say that the cannabis is in some way therapeutic in dealing with an opioid addiction. I'm not saying you were addicted.
And especially if it got into technology's hands and they could concentrate it and make it a little more stronger and everything, you know.
Well, they have. I mean, cannabis, you can get the wax. You can get the wax and the shatter, as they call it, these very concentrated forms of THC. Whether those are available in medical facilities in Montana, I'm not sure, but they are available in a variety of different states. But so I'm glad to hear you're doing better, Dave. You still pushing out there pushing hemp freedom?
Oh yeah, you know it.
Awesome. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, just saying hello.
Can you tell us what hemp does for people?
Oh, I love that. Even clothe you. You can.
It could clothe you, feed you, house you, make fuel, medicine, jobs, 25,000 other uses.
No doubt. It's an amazing plant. It really is. And
it's the most useful plant on the planet. It outdoes soybeans. It outdoes wood trees for the wood pulp.
That's why they wanted to get rid of it, right? Because the old industrialists hadn't invested in hemp. They'd invested in
pine trees.
In forests, in the case of William Randolph Hearst, and then DuPont.
Biodegradable plastics. You know, when you burn cannabis oil as fuel, it doesn't make the carbon acid in the air like when you burn oil.
Dave, thank you as always. I know we'll hear from you again, and I appreciate your call here tonight. That's Dave in Montana calling us on Skype, by the way.
Sounded
great. Thank you. Dave in Montana, longtime caller on Free Talk Live. Very memorable.
Yeah, it's hard to. It sounds like kind of like Rocky.
Yeah, he's got one of those
Cheech and
voices.
Chong kind of thing. Yeah.
Rocky combined with Cheech and Chong. Yeah, exactly. Longtime caller, one of our favorites, I think. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. New Jersey Weed Man, story we started in the first hour of the show, has been let out of jail after being found not guilty of so-called witness tampering. NJ.com has a decently written piece here about his story. Can he get some sort of compensation, they ask? Well, it's complicated.
It is complicated.
New Jersey has a system for prison inmates who were convicted at trial and were later exonerated to recover money for their time spent incarcerated. But for pretrial prisoners who win at trial, it's different, and it usually involves a lawsuit. Richard J. Fuscino, Jr., criminal defense attorney in Philadelphia, said that people detained pretrial have very few options. Unless they can prove that they shouldn't have been charged in the first place, then their pretrial detention was court-ordered and is completely legal, regardless of the verdict, said the attorney. He said further, but I'd be very surprised if he was actually going to recover anything. But he does have real damages, 400-plus days in jail. We'll tell you more on his case, and you can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. We've teamed up with Liberty.menu, which is a relatively new website. Started about a year ago, actually. It was the summer of 2017 during the ForkFest, when this thing pretty much got its launch, and we came on board to help out officially earlier this year because it's a great site, and it's finally here, a website where you, as a liberty-minded person, libertarian, a voluntarist, whatever you call yourself, if you believe that if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. You can list your business or businesses, the things that you do, the services, the products that you provide, if you're a liberty-friendly person, so other liberty-minded folks can see that. And it's basically a business directory, global business directory for liberty-minded folks. Also, it's got events listings. It's got digital content listings. So it's not just business. It's different types of listing types over at liberty.menu. You can, of course, rate and review as one of the users of the site. So whether you're a business owner or not, maybe you're just somebody looking for a service or a product that's run by libertarian types, this is the site to go to. It's easy to use. It's pretty. It looks good. And it's free. So you can go there, create your account, and just start listing your things that you do there so other people can find you, and then maybe you'll get some new business out of it. You know, there's nothing to lose. Go to liberty.menu tonight when you get the chance. Not while you're driving, but when you get back home.
Please don't.
If you want to connect with other libertarians in the world of business, or again, if you're an events coordinator or a digital content creator, get on over there, liberty.menu. And if you want, you can use code FTL on your profile there, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge as we go to Matt. He's in Virginia, listening in Lynchburg to WLNI-FM. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I think this is the third time I've called.
And welcome back.
I just really want to, first off, I just want to tell you, I disagree with a lot of what you guys say. But
well, you're not the only one, pal.
Yeah. But this call is actually a compliment. I've listened to radio from New Jersey to Houston, Texas, every state in between. And I can tell you over the years, radio, talk radio has been my hobby. More and more radio stations are not taking calls. If you try to, if you listen to national propaganda radio, try calling into any of those shows. Forget about it. You'll never get in. You'll never find a number to call. They do not accept any opposing opinion. They just filter everything out. And that's what media is becoming. And young people today aren't listening to FM radio. I hate to tell you. The only stations that are going to survive are the ones that allow people to challenge ideas, give feedback.
Yeah.
Because there's people anymore today, they can't give an opposing opinion anywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned NPR, but look at the conservative shows, too. They're the same way, right?
Exactly.
You can't get on Rush Limbaugh.
You better believe it. No, you cannot. Doug Steffen, he used to take calls. Now he doesn't take calls anymore.
Really?
They're just blocking out any kind of opposing ideas. And you guys, I've never heard any show that takes so many opposing views like you guys. And I hope you become
If we didn't take opposing views, whose views would we take?
Yeah, you need to become nationally syndicated.
Good news is we are.
That's the future of talk radio. Those are the shows that are going to survive.
So the good news, Matt, is we are nationally syndicated. We're not based out of Lynchburg, so we're actually in New Hampshire, and WLNI is a longtime affiliate there in Lynchburg. We're glad to be on.
Keep spreading, because that's what we need. People.
Thank you. Well, here's what you can do for anybody out there who, and like you said, you know, it doesn't matter if you agree or disagree. If you enjoy this show. Okay, if you enjoy the show, you can contact, if you're hearing us on the radio already, then take a moment during the week, during the business week, and either send an email or call, make a phone call to the local radio station that airs the show and ask for the program director and just say something nice about Free Talk Live. Say, hey, thanks for airing Free Talk Live. I really enjoy it or whatever. And say, I'd like to hear more of it because, for instance, some of our stations, like WLNI, they don't carry us every single night. And this show is a 7-night-per-week show. So if they wanted to, if they felt like their listeners were demanding it, they might just decide to take more Free Talk Live if you know, if you folks ask for.
Yeah, and besides, I mean, obviously, people agree and disagree with every show out there, but Free Talk Live is a format deviation for most stations, especially when it comes to philosophy. There is no other, there's no station out there that has our philosophy, because we're pretty niche. But, yeah, you know, so we get people that are very upset about some things we said. You know, what, tonight on the air, we just said that marijuana ought to be legal for anybody
That's
to
not
use.
That controversial anymore.
There are people who are listening to the radio, warming up their dialing fingers for Monday morning so that they can talk to a program director.
You think that still happens?
It happens.
I've never had a program director tell me in recent years, oh yeah, so when somebody called me and complained that you guys want to legalize pot.
I'm just
now
saying,
legalizing heroin, now that might still get somebody to call angrily to a program director. But your point is, Mark, somebody's more likely to call out of anger to a program director than they are to call and say something nice
right,
to them. So when you call and say something nice, it stands out. It right. really does.
And it doesn't mean you have to agree with our opinion on right. anything. You could just agree with the fact that we stand here, you know, we take these calls and allow people to get on and voice a different opinion. And hopefully we don't treat them like jerks.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share, Matt?
Well, it's just the media is becoming scary because everything is so much programming and so it's so blocked and just limited. It's really refreshing to have a show where there's an exchange of ideas. Good.
That's what I would say to the program director. That was perfect right there. It's refreshing to have a show with an exchange of ideas. Hey, thanks, Matt. I do appreciate it, man. And thanks for the call tonight. Because I like calls where we don't agree. You know, we don't want to talk to the choir here. I mean, I like it when libertarians call to tell us, like, cool things they're doing, but that hardly ever happens. So, whenever
we discuss something new, you know, new minutia of libertarian thought or
that's
whatever.
That's fine, too.
And notice when Vernon called earlier this evening, he wanted to talk about, well, in a, you know, more liberty-oriented world, how would this thing work or how would that thing work?
Yeah.
And I'm fine to take those calls. Sure. I like taking those calls, but it's really...
Well, Vernon was a challenging call. He wasn't just, you know, toting the line.
What I look forward to personally from a call is somebody who's going to make me think.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'm open to these things. It's been a couple of weeks since I had one of those calls, but I did have one relatively recently. And, you know, wow, it's like I had to back off of a position that I had previously.
Mm.
So.
They say you're not supposed to do that in talk radio.
I don't care what they say in talk radio. What you're supposed to be in talk radio is authentic. Right?
That's not what they say.
Right.
The rules of talk radio say you're supposed to have a position and you hold that position forever, no matter what anybody ever says to you about it.
Yeah, I don't really
stupid.
I don't really care about that. What I care about is authenticity.
Right.
I think that people want to hear from somebody on the radio who's not treating them like a jerk and is authentic in their beliefs.
Let's be clear. If you treat us like jerks, you're going to get it back.
It could, at some point.
Yeah.
You know, at some, like, you can call names over a period of time, and at some point or another, I'm going to crack.
Yeah.
Because frustrating people get dealt with in a manner that frustrated people deal with frustrating people.
But if you're respectful, then you're going to get respect, because we respect by default here on Free Talk Live. Respect everybody's viewpoint, even if we disagree with it, because you are free to express it here, even if we disagree vehemently. And we may be vehement in our disagreement, but that's okay. It's talk radio.
Me not agreeing with you doesn't mean that I think that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you haven't got a chance to explain yourself. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means I don't agree. That's all.
New Jersey Weed Man will give you more on his case. It's a victory, if you want to call it that, after he spent 400-plus days in jail for it. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's legal team sent a letter to special counsel Robert Mueller in January outlining many reasons why the president should not sit down for an interview. The letter does offer a detailed look into what the president's legal team is thinking and does also say that Mueller does face a high bar proving that he needs the in-person interview from the president. We've been hearing a lot as of late regarding a new Trump administration policy that separates immigrant families that cross the border illegally. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick downplayed the criticism.
We want to keep families together, but that cannot be an excuse to break our laws. And in terms of family issues, we do that with child protective services and social services in our country where we find a child in a dangerous situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we all remember back in April when Attorney General Sessions said, if you're smuggling a child, we will prosecute you, and that child will be separated from you as required by law. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. If you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, a good night's sleep is important, and when it comes down to it, it's not about how much time you spend in bed. It's the quality, not the quantity, of the sleep we get. And I can tell you, if I spend too much time in bed, that's a bad thing. MyPillow is designed to help you get a good night's sleep with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You've got virtually nothing to lose. You can go to MyPillow.com and get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. Now, is it true, Mark, that I'd heard that Daryl said that the code is no longer good on one pillow?
I believe that's the case.
Okay. And if you don't like the MyPillow, you do have 60 days to return it for a refund of your purchase price. That's MyPillow.com with promo code FTL for two MyPillows for the price of, for one low price. So wait, is it two? I haven't gone to do this yet. Mark, have you?
Yeah, it's one price for two pillows, and it's a discounted price.
So you just go to
MyPillow.com, use coupon code FTL, and that makes it easier.
Got it. So it's not half off.
I think it's I think it's about the two for one price, but
is
they're just not doing the half off one pillow.
I see.
And you get I mean, you get a 60 days to figure out whether you want it or not, so it's worth it. I've bought these for my in-laws, for my mother. I mean, just everybody on the Christmas list, basically, has gotten my pillows because this is just a great gift. It's a great pillow. Not only does it hold your head and neck in the right position, but you can wash all those horrifying dust mites out of the pillow, which you can't do with anything else.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. We started the show out tonight with the update on New Jersey Weed Man, and unfortunately, he spent more than 440 days in jail pre-trial, and then ultimately was found not guilty. And so now the question that New Jersey or NJ.com is asking in their article here as well, is there anything he can do about this? And according to an attorney, probably not. There's because it was a pretrial confinement ordered by a judge, unless they can make the argument that the charges never should have been brought in the first place, which maybe they can, there's very little recourse that they're going to have here. And there's more. According to the story, the attorney said that immunity rules mean that Fortune cannot sue the judge who ordered him to be detained, nor the prosecutor who presented the case to the grand jury and argued it at trial.
This is a real problem with the American judicial system, and frankly, governments around the world, is the idea that a person can act and not have responsibility for those actions.
Well, that's because it's not the person, Mark. They are the state.
Yeah, the state is an imaginary organization, and if I act as part of a corporation, I can be held criminally liable.
Well, they're a corporation that is not liable for its actions.
Right. They're the corporation that writes the rules.
Yep.
And traditionally, the people that write the rules don't follow them. That's been a problem for 9,000 years, the 9,000-year history of the state, and it's something that needs to be addressed. Today, in the 21st century, when we have the Internet, we understand that man is fallible, that there is no divine right of kings, that all these other things are true, then yes, we can hold people responsible for their actions, even if they're acting on behalf of the government. Because, well, yeah, people who are responsible for their actions act differently than people who are not responsible for their actions. Some might even go so far as to say people who are not responsible for their actions legally act irresponsibly.
He would have to sue the police department and municipality where he was charged and claim civil rights violations and malicious prosecution. And to succeed, he would have to prove there was no probable cause for the arrest in the first place, which could be hard to do given the fact the grand jury indicted him and at least part of one jury thought there was evidence to convict. Quote, you have to get over that hump, there's no probable cause, he said. The issue isn't whether the person's guilty, since that's for the jury to decide. It's just about whether he should have been in court in the first place. The attorney said it would almost have to rise to the level of prosecutorial improper conduct or a complete fabrication without evidence, Pacino said. It's possible that the municipality will want to settle that suit, so he could collect some cash that way, said Pacino.
That often is how it goes.
But it's too late for him to argue that he was denied a speedy trial or that the Bail Reform Act violated his rights by not giving him an opportunity to pay a cash bail.
There needs to be an additional Bail Reform Act.
Theoretically, Fortune could file suit against the state, arguing that its bail reform laws that made detention without bail an option violate his civil rights. On Friday afternoon, again, he was just released Thursday evening, at his closed eatery on East State Street in Trenton, NJ Weedman's Joint is what it's called. Fortune alternately greeted supporters again while he spoke to the media, as he did many who were just walking by and stopped to shake his hand and welcome him home. Fortune said he will seek damages in his pretrial jail time, but he's going to do it by amending an existing federal lawsuit that he's already filed against the Trenton police and some officers who gave him several tickets related to his restaurant, which he suspects may have led to the 2016 drug investigation and his first arrest. You may recall they raided his church and his restaurant and arrested like a dozen of his friends or his employees, associates that were there, all on the premise that they had an undercover agent who had gone in there, an informant that had smoked marijuana. Ooh. And that was their excuse, right? Like, oh, you've got marijuana here and illegal and we're going to get you. And then Ed outed that person. He identified who the undercover person was,
right?
And he outed that person. And that's where this supposed witness tampering charge came from. So Fortune says that
that's
starts
not witness tampering.
Fortune, well, he sent him a letter or something. But anyways, that starts Tuesday, Fortune said, as people repeatedly nudged joints into his hand. He's flying to Atlanta to meet with one of his civil rights attorneys about the amendment, he said. And he's also hinted he's got some outside financial support headed his way. Using the federal system to fight a state system has been done before. Not long after New Jersey's bail reform charges went into effect in 2017, a federal class action lawsuit funded by players in the bail bonds industry and started with when a Camden County man ordered to wear a GPS ankle bracelet after a bar fight argued that his right to post bail is enshrined in the Eighth Amendment to the federal Constitution. The federal judge denied a request to roll back the bail reform changes. Fortune already has another suit at the state level against the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office, who led the drug raid that led to the marijuana dealing charges and then the witness tampering allegations in 2017. But Fortune says he's lost faith in the state judicial system. It doesn't mean he won't try in any avenue there. He says, I'll fight a jaywalking ticket. Because he's had a jury find him not guilty now at least twice, that I recall. And so he truly is a jury nullification.
Does he speak on his own behalf, or is this with an attorney? How's that go?
He has spoken on his own behalf before. I'm not sure who handled this particular case for him.
Because, you know, they say that the man who represents himself as both a fool and a client, whatever, the client and an attorney for as a fool.
That's what attorneys say.
Yeah, well, that's what attorneys say, and it's a long...
Because they want you to hire them.
But
going on here.
I think it's largely true. I don't think it's always true.
Going on. Meanwhile, Fortune said he intends to reopen his restaurant, hopefully by July 1st. And he still has the marijuana dealing charges for which he's been indicted. So it's not over yet. He's going to trial for that case, too. And again, he's issued a personal challenge for Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onfrey to try the case himself. He said he's beaten two assistant prosecutors and wants to topple the top prosecutor.
This is ridiculous.
That case, he says, relies solely around the informant he was accused of intimidating, and he's won twice at trial. Fortune said the prosecutor's office specifically sent the man into his restaurant, quote, with a mission to entrap me, unquote. And I talked to Ed briefly today, and he hopefully will call us at some point with the latest on what's going on with his case. But as you might imagine, he's a busy
high
guy.
Demand.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a lot of things to do right now.
Let's go to Robert. He is in Vermont on our Discord line. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to say, hey, it was good to hear from Dave from, what was he, from Minnesota?
From Montana. Dave in Montana.
Montana. Yeah, and it was good to hear from him. I don't think he calls in enough, but it was definitely good to hear from him. And I wanted to kind of reinforce what he was saying, you know, about the things that, you know, what hemp can do.
Let's
and
talk about it. Hang on, Robert. We're going to bring you back for that in moments. More with that, hemp. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. That's all it costs for you to get behind the show and help us get on more new radio stations around the country. We added a new station this week, actually a couple of them, because a couple of our existing stations came on board with what they call FM translators in the business, which means that AM, longtime AM stations are now getting on FM with a signal, which is very exciting for us because, you know, we love FM talk radio. It's where we started this show way back in Florida back in the day.
Yeah, the reality is if you want younger listeners,
that's where they are.
FM's the place to be.
Yep. So if you want to help us get on more stations, we're up to 192, which is another record for Free Talk Live. If you want to get us,
I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Yeah. If we want to get us up to 200, then please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get some cool perks as well, like access to the amp only call in lines, the amp only the Discord channel. Chats, which I fixed this week, so now they actually work, and you can actually go in and talk to people.
A part that works. How nice.
And so that's something you get. Then you also get the Free Talk Live badge on the Free Talk Live forum. There's an amp-only Facebook group for those of you still on Facebook. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get started there for $5 a month with any of the, well, not any credit card, but Visa and MasterCard, supposedly American Express, although I don't think anybody's ever tried it to see if it actually works. But in addition, you can use Bitcoin Core or PayPal to get signed up for your AMP subscription. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. In fact, some of those AMP dollars will be sending us to Talkers, the new media. Well, they used to call it the new media seminar. It's not really called
that. It's just
called
Talkers 2018.
Yeah, it's just Talkers. The talk radio, that's the major talk radio publication, really the only one standing.
You could call it Talkers NYC. They call it that, too.
Yeah. So. Anyway, it's the yearly gathering that they have of talk radio professionals, and we go to these things. We've been there. This is, I think, going to be our 13th year or something
wow,
like
really?
That. Yeah, we started in 2005. Because we went to one before we moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, maybe it was 2006, because that would have been before. So this might be our 12th year. But either way, it's been a long time. So we're a fixture at this particular event. A lot of people know who we are now, whereas, you know, the first time we were there, nobody knew who the hell Free Talk Live was. Now, sure. Free Talk Live is the longest-running nighttime talk radio show. The show in our day part that has been in syndication longer than any other show in our day part in talk radio. That's us.
Yep.
We've just been around longer than the rest of the competition at this point. That's how easy it is to make it in talk radio. Just stick to it and keep calling talk radio stations.
Yeah, these events are great because they allow program directors from radio stations around the country to find out new things and learn new stuff. I think that there's probably some animosity from station owners thinking, oh, I don't want my program directors going there, but it's ridiculous. They need to go.
So we'll be taking a couple days off for that, but Free Talk Live will continue to be live. Daryl's going to stay here and hold down the fort with some great co-hosts like Chris Reitman and folks. So that'll be happening later on this week. And if you want to help us with all that, please go to the AMP program, join up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to Robert in Vermont, where they are 1 month away from legal cannabis, the ability to grow personal amounts of cannabis, the ability to consume, obviously, and to even gift cannabis to other people. They haven't yet legalized sales in Vermont, but it's still a big step in the right direction. And Robert, you wanted to comment on hemp, which, of course, is a related topic. So go ahead.
Right. It was a few months back I called in and I talked about this guy that is over in Canada that he built this the world's first plane made from and powered by cannabis.
Made from cannabis.
Right.
That sounds like something out of a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah, it sounds like you write the letters in the sky and everybody in the city gets stoned.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if that's the case or not, but
I suspect
the thing that's interesting about this story is in reading this, it mentions the fact that hemp is 10 times stronger than steel.
Wow.
And that's exciting.
Must be some way of making like a resin or something, but all right.
Probably.
Yeah, but the thing that's really exciting about this is that, you know, even though that Trump has, you know, raised the tariffs on steel and all that kind of stuff, you know, hemp could be the one that solves all of these, you know, our steel problem. Because it's an endless supply of hemp.
It's true.
And the thing, another thing too is that, you know, you could make guns, you could make, you know,
hemp guns?
Automobiles.
Is that a thing?
People use this term stronger than steel, and it means a few different things. Sometimes it means tensile strength, sometimes it means flexibility. Like, there's different things. So, just because it says stronger than steel doesn't mean that it can be used in place of steel.
I do want to see a hemp gun, though. I think that'd be awesome. And it would really throw the hippies for a loop, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The final thing I'll say is that, you know,
say
there's
that
still
a
lot
myself.
Of
anyway, go ahead.
There's still a lot of people that are out there that are naive about marijuana and hemp.
Sure.
And I think that the best thing to do is you gotta keep talking about it. Don't be ashamed of marijuana. Don't be ashamed of hemp. Keep talking about it. Keep talking.
Yep. Well, that's one thing you can count on us to do. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and appreciate the encouragement. And he's absolutely right about that. And in addition, you know, people who aren't traditionally seen as cannabis users, those are some of the most important people who can talk about it. You know, if you can get a business owner in a suit in front of a panel of politicians, you know, if they're considering legalizing it, for instance, in your state, you trot some business owners in there who are, you know, can tell these people, hey, I own such and such business. It's been here. You know this business. It's been here in Concord, New Hampshire for 50 years, and I've been smoking cannabis for all 50 years of it.
Please,
you know,
come raid my home. You know,
that's,
I mean,
not
at the very least they can say
hold
that.
On. That is not going to be probable cause for a raid of that person's home. I'm sorry, and you should not be trying to scare people out of doing this, Mark, because we've seen people go in front of these folks and testify in these ways before, and nobody's had their home raided about it. So please stop spreading fear,
people
uncertainty,
have their
and doubt.
Raided. That doesn't necessarily happen in that manner or another. Look, I mean, yes, I think what you're saying is true, but the tide's turning. Look, the politicians, there's no point in convincing politicians at this point. Hey, if you're a politician out there and you haven't legalized marijuana in your state, you're a jerk. You're an a-hole.
The fact or a dummy.
Right, all of that tax revenue that's going into Colorado and Vermont and Washington, D.C. and Washington, just think how you're serving your constituency. Seriously? This is how you treat people who voted for you? You don't allow them to grow a plant? I'm not going to appeal to you people anymore. I don't smoke marijuana, but you're a bunch of idiots. I mean, I'm just sick of it.
I understand.
You don't have to grovel in front of morons.
You
tell morons that they are what they are. Sorry.
I understand where you're coming from, Mark. Unfortunately, you don't work in the state house, and you don't really understand how things work there. The fact is, you know, you got to persuade these people.
Yeah, you have to persuade politicians. Yeah. But the problem is, you know, with society generally,
calling
is
we spent time
trying to convince liars and thieves.
Yeah.
These people are liars and thieves.
Some of them. A lot of the people in New Hampshire are just kind of average folks.
New Hampshire doesn't count. It has the most ineffective legislative process in the country.
I'm talking about
politicians nationwide.
That's true.
They're known. Like, politician is synonymous with liars and thieves.
For sure.
If somebody is not a liar and a thief that is a politician, they are simply in a den of liars and thieves.
That's true. I'm not going to deny
it. They are a normal person who is in a den of liars and thieves.
Yeah.
Now, they may or may not believe in marijuana legalization while in that den of liars and thieves, but I would appeal to that person to listen to a little bit of reason. Just go ahead. Before you vote no, before you vote the status quo, consider that marijuana hasn't even been illegal for 100 years. That marijuana being illegal is, being legal is the status quo, and that illegal is something new and modern.
I was just thinking about the hemp gun idea. Do you think that they have, like, a hemp resin for 3D printers? Because
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, they got like hemp resin, right? You were talking about that.
Yeah.
That's a thing. And I don't know how 3D printers all work, but the idea is there's some sort of thing that you pour, you know, the machine.
Everything
builds.
I've heard about a gun is you still need a firing pin.
A metal firing pin.
Yeah,
yeah. There's the Liberator.
Made out of steel.
But the Liberator is the first 3D printable gun that came out several years ago. Now at this point, and it's like a one shot gun. It's not intended for to be used more than once generally, or you're like a high risk of blowing your hand up. So, you know, keep that in mind. You need to do your research if you want to build one of these things. But is it possible that there's already like a hemp thing that you could load into, like a cartridge or whatever, that you load into one of these 3D printers?
If there's a 3D printer that does things with hemp, that 3D printer has already printed a gun. I mean,
a hemp gun.
It's like, what's the porn rule on the internet? Rule 35 is if you can make, if it's possible to make something, somebody will make a gun from it.
It's a good chance of it. All right, out of time tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, because we do this thing 7 nights a week, and you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to hop in our Discord, where the chat continues, over at discord.lrn.fm. Have a great weekend.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.